Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. And in-studio guest Bill Hightower. One of the names you'll be looking at on the ballot on Tuesday, this in the AL1 Republican primary runoff. It's been a long road to get here. We first started, when's the first time you came in studio talking with me?
A year ago.
Yeah, yeah. Just point that out, a year ago. As we continue there's a kind of a gap there in the middle, but this is the latest we could vote, I think, and have things lined up for November, right?
That's correct. When I asked the Secretary of State, he said this is the last date it could have been legal. So I like to remain legal.
Yes, yes. Let's do that. Let's do that. All right. Here from Press Intel, tell us about what you're going to do for Alabama, not what your opponent doesn't do.
Yeah. So, well, I think it's very clear that we've got to continue to support Austell. I've been a proponent and champion for Austell. They're our second largest employer, worked on the deepening of the canal and improving their work area. I've worked to get funds to help train their employees. You know, we've seen people that have no ability, and Austell takes them and teaches them a worthy trade, and they are making good money, and their self-esteem is building. This is what I love. You know, I'm going to continue to support Airbus. It's a big deal. That's a global company, and we are proud to have them here. I'm going to work to bring jobs here. We need to get that bridge built, and we're going to do it without a toll. That's my pledge.
Where are we going to find the money?
Well, part of it's going to come from D.C., but you're going to be limited by that, right? We all know that. Richard Shelby did an excellent job. Senator Shelby did an excellent job delivering that to us last time. But the project was just way too expensive. So we need to get that bridge built as well. We need to continue to help our infrastructure in Baldwin County. That county's amazing. Fastest growing county in Alabama. They're generating about 30% of the state's revenue. Let's keep putting fuel on that fire. So those are some of the things. But I do want to mention, we talked about fishing earlier. I want to continue to work on the snapper issue, but also expand it to other species and try to make it so that we have year-round fishing of some type, mm-hmm. so that it's not all condensed into just a little period.
Right.
Because I think that'll be healthier for the fisheries, but it'll also help us maintain this tremendous sports fisherman economy that we have in Alabama.
Big money, for sure. Ron is next. You're on with Bill Hightower.
Hey, Bill, and hello, Sean. As a member of the Mobile County Board of Registrars, I want to make a quick public service announcement.
Okay.
Today's the last day to apply for an absentee ballot. So you need to get it down to the absentee ballot office at next door to Government Plaza in the courthouse annex before 5 o'clock this afternoon. And then you need to make sure you have that absentee ballot back to the courthouse by next Monday, the day before the election.
There we go.
So that's something I just want to remind people. If you're planning on voting absentee,
well, I'm glad you did.
Get that application in today.
I'm glad you did. I've been talking about it, but it's better for you to do it. You know, because I'm tired of hearing myself do it. You do a better job, and your turn signal's on. All right. Thank you, Ron.
It might be his emergency flasher.
That's true. That's true. Could be hazards. Could be hazards. All right. James is in Gulf Shores. You're on with Bill Hightower.
Hey there, Sean. Hey there, Bill.
Hey, James.
I just had a question today regarding, like, because I've seen a lot of your ads coming out where you claim that Jerry Carl took part in what you're calling shady deals. I mean, that's a strong accusation, but can you give me some kind of extra details? Like, give me something to kind of back this up.
Well, at the risk of repeating myself, Sean, we talked about this last time, but you said you wanted to have me back in to talk about it.
Yep.
So there are a couple of instances that are very blatant. Commissioner Carl has yet to give a solid answer on this, but he has a large piece of property in West Mobile, and as a county commissioner, he brought the vote up as well as voted on it to improve the road, which substantially increased his personal wealth. Now, I've come from the state Senate, And what you would have done is you would have abstained from that vote because you have the potential of gaining from it. That should have been the proper thing for Mr. Carl, and his judgment just wasn't good in that case. And also, there have been, and you don't have to look far, three situations where Mr. Carl gave county contracts to companies, and within a couple of weeks, they gave max donations to his campaign. That's that old pay-to-play political stuff that we don't need around here, and we sure don't need it in Washington, D.C. Another one is...
Wait, so he was... And one thing, we talked about this last time, at least according to my discussion with Peter Albrecht about this, is that that project had been on the books.
The first one that I mentioned?
Yeah, the project, the road project, had been on the books before Jerry Carl was county commissioner.
But what relevance does that have?
That he didn't start the project, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, so, no. He brought the project to have a vote to get it going. That is true. And he also didn't abstain from it. So he both voted to bring it up for the vote before the commission.
But it was a pay-as-you-go project, right?
It's a road project.
Okay.
Yeah. So I won't disagree with you that it was a project on the books, but it hadn't been authorized. He voted to authorize it.
And because it was created, it was there. You're saying that he voted.
It's a conflict of interest, Sean. It's conflict of interest.
I'm just trying to get the facts. I'm not a player in any of this.
No,
asking questions.
But the issue is a clear conflict of interest here because he gained from that vote. That's wrong. And the last example I have, and I got more, but just for brevity of time, is this land deal he did in South Mobile County where he led the negotiation to pay three times what the market value of a property was. And the person that sold that property to the county, I think they gave him $10,000 in his campaign. These things, that's what I mean by pay to play. That's not what we need in D.C. That's a tyranny that Mobile has had in history.
So you're saying that by pay to play that he got the more money, he got more money for this person, so that person gave them.
There's a connectivity between projects and the amount of money Mr. Carl has gotten in his campaign.
So you're linking so he has specific donations coming from people that benefited from these projects.
Exactly, and you can see them. It's
you got a list of them.
I do. We've distributed in a press release. There hasn't been a lot of reporting on this because everybody's so wrapped up in COVID. But these are the kind of things that really concern me. This just doesn't look right. And so thanks for the question.
Thank you, James. Let's go to Captain Doug next in Mobile. You're on with Bill Hightower.
Hey, guys, Mr. Hightower, how are you today?
I'm great, Captain. Are you a veteran of ours?
I am a veteran and a tugboat captain and all kinds of fun stuff.
Thank you for your service.
That's why I called you. Look, you were my representative in Montgomery the first time you ran, and I jumped in behind you with everything I had to include the barbecue grill in the backyard. And you were doing a great job until one time. A vote came up to allow a referendum for the lottery in the state of Alabama, and you voted against that. And I sent you a letter and asked you why you voted against that, and your reply to me was that your religious beliefs would not allow you to vote for that referendum. And hence, what you did was you denied me, one of your constituents, the right to vote on something that affects me in the state. And I did not send you to Montgomery to make those decisions on my behalf. So it was funny when you guys opened the show up, which you did, and talked about the right to vote and everything. But you're very, very much so guilty of denying your constituents the right to vote on that issue. Now, I'll hang up and listen to any reply that you may have. I'm driving down some rough road. It's hard to hear. Thank you very much.
All right. Doug.
Yeah, thanks for the question. I don't recall his letter. I've been very clear that I have never thought that gambling was a great way to, what did he say, lottery or did
lottery.
He say?
Yeah, the lottery.
The lottery. I just, you know, I've investigated the lottery and given it a lot of thought. And the issue for me is it's not a good way to fund government. But when I talked to other states, like I talked to some Oklahoma legislators, and they said, we hate it. And I said, why? And they said, because, first of all, they promise you're going to get $350 million, and you don't. You get less than that. So then they start expanding gambling more and more and more. And, of course, if we allow that type of – if we start the lottery, then we're allowing Class 3 gaming in the Poarch Creek Indians, and other people can start to do that if they want. So it's really a bigger question of whether we just have the lottery or not. It's whether we want casino gambling throughout the state.
Yeah. And I want to come in as an umpire just for a second and say, not based on subject matter, but on the role of a representative, you know, there are going to be votes, whichever representative that may not – this is not straight democracy. You vote for a representative that most affects it, and they're not there – you know, they're not vote for vote going to carry on any of our wishes or all of our wishes at the same time. It's impossible. And if you don't do it enough, then you get called home. You don't get elected.
But, you know, Sean, these decisions are sometimes like this decision. The bill he was talking about, they were going to give the power to decide how gambling was going to be done in Alabama to 5 or 10 legislators. That scares me. I want to know the details of that before they engage. And the bill, as I remember it, was very scant on details. It didn't give things. So I apologize that, you know, I wasn't able to vote as this gentleman had want me to. I appreciate his question. I'm not always going to do vote the way some people want me to. But I'll tell you this, Sean, I did a pragmatic study of the issue. I would not vote. It's not just whether you have lottery or not. It's whether or not it's a good bill. And I almost read every bill in the state Senate. That's a reputation that I have.
All right, Tom, before we run to the break, G-Man says, is Bill Hightower still working on a plan he had years ago about connecting students leaving high school to employers?
Oh, gosh. That's a passion of mine. You see, I think we need trades in high school so that at the end of the high school year, you are certified and can go work. That's what I want to do. How to do it? Well, you know, I think that that needs to be driven from a local level. I think it needs to be driven at the state level. I think it's one of the best things we can do to get our students jobs and keep them off the streets. You know, I've just hypothesized here that one of the issues about this anarchy that's going on are people that would normally be at their job, but because of COVID, mm-hmm. they're not.
Yeah.
Have you done any studies?
I've looked at – there's a stat right now that with just some of the information coming in on drug overdose cases in this country.
Oh, yeah. I hear that's huge.
Because, people are depressed or without direction and they turn to drugs. And we don't have all the stats, but the first set of numbers came out this morning and it was sad. It's very sad. So let's do that. Can we run to the break? Come right back. You hang on for one more segment?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Sure.
Coming right back. More of Midday Mobile and your chance to talk to Bill Hightower. Remember the phone number and the text line, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and your chance to talk with the candidate. Of course, we are... Would you count up 5 days? You were looking at somebody's talking to you through the glass of the studio here about voting, whether people walking through the lobby of our building talking to Bill Hightower. 5 days. 5 days ago, right? So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But who's counting, right?
That's some smooth music you got going on there.
That's right.
Song.
You like that?
I like that.
You like the keyboards
that
there?
Good.
That's,
yeah.
That's good stuff. All right. Let's see. We've got calls and text here, trying to find the one that... Asked the same question multiple times. The lottery. Okay, we're going to leave the lottery. I mean, if y'all want to talk about past lottery stuff, but I'm going to go ahead and play school teacher here. There's nothing that can be done in the position of AL1 to affect an Alabama state lottery.
That's
so
right.
Let's go. Let's
Congress
just move on.
Influence
right,
it.
It's not. It's a whole other gamble up there, but it's not that one. All right, to the phones and. Let's go to Rusty in Gulf Shores. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Mr. Hightower. You already answered my first question in regards to term limits, and I do appreciate your stance on that. Then you answered my second question in regards to the fishery, so I've got a third question, and hopefully you can shed some light on it.
Okay.
As we all know, everybody I know, corruption in Congress seems just rampant, and it seems like a lot of that has to do with lobbyists, politicians leaving office, working for lobbyist firms. is there anything that can be done for some type of lobby reform? Because how it stands now, if you don't have the money, you really don't have the voice until you go to the polls. And then you go to the polls, and, you know, people are just buying what they're being sold. I mean, I'll hang up and listen to your response, but thank you for your time.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I how I dealt with that in the Alabama State Senate is I passed a law that says that if you leave, you cannot, your elected position, you can't lobby for 2 or 3 years. We put a moratorium on it. That really stepped on it right there as far as that revolving circle of money. But, you know, these special interests really have a lot of influence. Mr. Carl, I heard a commercial saying he hasn't received PAC money. He has. He's got a super PAC out there that's taken huge sums from Washington, D.C. No, he's supported by special interests, the ones that put Common Core in Alabama, the ones that want the Equality Act in Alabama. So the money's out there. You just have to have somebody that's independent and it's not backed by these special interest groups.
All right. I want to one more here, and this is such a broad subject. Maybe we can narrow it down. What would you do? Okay, I'll put it this way. I'll put it in the what would you do? What would you do if elected to work on immigration reform? Or what would you work on immigration reform issues?
Well, President Trump's got it right. I've been a supporter of the wall. I want controlled immigration. I want to stop anchor babies. I want to stop the visa lottery.
Okay.
And the organizations that are supporting me are very conservative in that regard. There's a group in D.C. called Numbers USA. I think I've mentioned it on the radio before. And they've got about a 12-step plan that is really interesting about dealing with immigration. But there are cases where we can have immigrants come in and work on farms, and that really needs to be maintained. Our farmers depend on that. But
H-1B visas and those kind of things?
Those kind of things. But the challenge is that Mr. Carl is being supported by a group that wants amnesty, that wants open borders. This is the same group that wants the Equality Act. So, you have a clear contest here, Sean, in the listening audience, between two candidates, one that's being supported by open borders, amnesty, and wanting something like the Equality Act, and me, who wants a conservative approach and is going to support President Trump.
But could somebody say you got a group like Club for Growth that has not lined up with funding for Austell, and that's 4,000 jobs right here.
Where do you see that?
There is a about spending and budgets, and we can go back. It's not specifically Austell, but for spending.
It's not
for,
about Austell.
For
yeah.
spending for military projects. Yes, well, actually, not for
Austell. You said it was
Austell. No, for the, for the LCS. And there's a group, whatever the other company is in Madison that makes them, and Austell. So they're against that spending.
You know, I don't know where that comes from. I really don't. Who is going to kick? It's the second largest employer in Mobile.
Right.
I've told you I supported Austell.
Right. You did. That's what I'm saying. If we're going to link any group that endorses somebody with, then you have to take on all their baggage. That's what I'm saying.
That's
it's
right.
fair both sides.
Yeah. So Mr. Carl needs to take on the baggage of the group that supported Common Core, the group that wants the Equality Act, the group that wants amnesty. There's special interest money coming into Mr. Carl. It's scary.
Once again, I think actually all four of y'all that are going to be on the ballot next week are good folks, but that's just me.
Is this the end of the program?
This is the end of the program.
BillHightower.com and go to Bill Hightower for Alabama on Facebook. I sure appreciate the time to be with you, Sean. Hello, District 1, and hope to see you on Tuesday at the voting booth.